and welcome to the next edition of the Briefings Direct Voice of the Customer podcast series. I'm Dana Gardner, Principal Analyst at InterOffer Solutions, your host and moderator for this ongoing discussion on digital transformation success stories. Our next intelligent storage innovation discussion explores how Norway-based Intility sought and found the cutting edge of intelligent storage. Stay with us now as we learn how this leading managed platform services provider improved uptime and reduced complexity for its end users. To hear more about the latest in intelligent storage strategies that lead to better business outcomes, please join me in welcoming Knut Erik Rønnes. He's Chief Infrastructure Officer at Intility in Oslo, Norway. Welcome, Knut.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Oh, we're glad to have you. So tell me, Knut, what trends or business requirements have been driving your need for Intility to be an early adopter of intelligent storage technology? Why is this an important technology drive for you?
Yeah, for us, it's important to have good storage systems, which makes it easy to operate, so it lowers our management costs. At the same time, it gives a great uptime for our customers.
And you're also dealing with not only the quality issues, but you've got very rapid growth. So I suppose quantity. How does intelligent storage help you manage rapid growth?
It's very good with showing the performance easily for us and showing the trends so we can easily spot up when we're running full on performance, if that happens before we run full on capacity.
And as a managed cloud service provider, it's important for you to have that very strict SLA and very scalable services. Tell us about why the requirements of cloud services particularly are important when it comes to the quality of service and quality of storage service.
Yes, for us, it's very important to have a good quality of service on the disk level because we have lots of different customers and we don't want to have the noisy neighbor problem where one customer affects another customer or even the VM of one customer affects another VM in the same customer, because the applications should work independently of each other. So that's why we later had been using Nimble storage with VMware vWorlds to get quality of service per VMDK level. So that's very good technology.
And before we move into more about how you've tackled these problems, tell me about Intility, your size, your scope, how long you've been around, and some of the major services you provide.
Intility was founded in the year 2000. We've always been focused on being managed cloud service provider. So we have from early on had our central services, central platform where we onboarded our customers. So they had the shared mail systems, Active Directory with authentication, backup systems. So for us, it's actually been over the last few years quite good with the public cloud because customers have been more open to go into a cloud solution, not having the servers in the local room at the office. We're now grown to more than 35,000 users spread over 2,000 locations, which also is in a total of 43 countries. And we have 11 data centers for our shared services. And we also have customers running on edge locations due to high latency or unstable internet connections. So they need to have their data close to them.
Right. That sort of changes the game nowadays with the need for services at the edge and dealing with latency issues. What sort of requirements does that mean when it comes to solving the edge equation?
Yeah, for us with the edge, it's often also with the customers that they want inexpensive solutions. So that's also, we have to look at different solutions and pick the one that gives the best stability and uptime for the customer. That also doesn't cost too much and also gives us an easy management of the solution without being physically present.
Right, right. Costs are always important. One of the things that's impressive to me about Intility is even though you're providing infrastructure as a services, you're also striking a digital transformation benefit. You're helping your organizations mature, and you're helping your IT organizations, your end user customers, manage their own complexity and their own difficulty in finding skills. So tell us a little bit about how infrastructure as a service translates into digital transformation and why that's important for how you project yourselves to your customers.
When we meet new potential customers, we focus on that we're going to take away the worries about the infrastructure. They're just going to leave that part to us. Where the IT people they have already, they should not be fired. They should just move up in the application layer and focus on digitalizing the business for the customer.
Of course, cloud-based services also require overcoming challenges with security and integration, user management issues, access management, single sign-on. How do those higher-level services, how are they impacted by the need for intelligent storage?
For us, with the intelligent storage there, we focused mostly that we have our security operations center, which monitor and responds according to the incident that I see on our platform. And they also have a keen eye on our storage systems to make sure that nothing out of the ordinary happens on the storage, because that can be a signal that something's happening that's a bit off.
Okay, tell us at a high level, what has been the journey that you've been on when it comes to storage? What are the systems you've been using, and why has having intelligence and insights and analysis capabilities moved you forward in terms of new adoption?
We started in 2013 with HP with 3-power arrays. Before that, we used IBM storage. At that point, we had multiple single RAID sets, and we had to manage hotspots by ourselves. So moving one VM from one RAID set to another, trying to balance it out manually. So in 2013, we went with the first 3-power array for us, which had a huge benefit that the 3-power array utilized all the disks at the same time. So we didn't have to manage to even out the hotspots. And also the active controllers of the 3-powers, that was a great plus for us. So we were quite happy with the 3-power arrays for many years. But about 1.5 years ago, we started using Nimble arrays. That was primarily due to the use of VMware vVols with the quality of service per VM decay. And also with the Nimble arrays, InfoSight was also quite nice performance.
Right, and of course, Hewlett-Packard Enterprise is moving that InfoSight technology into more areas of their infrastructure. How important has the InfoSight been to you?
It's been quite useful. We had some system setups from before, because we had looked into other third-party applications to give a more expansive view of the performance of the environment. But those applications were quite expensive and had functionality we really didn't need. So at first we used pull data from the vCenter database and start them in an Influx database and use Grafana to visualize the data. So that was a good start for us. And then InfoSight came along later and gave us even more information about the environment.
Now, you've been moving along the HPE trajectory of storage, and now I understand you're also a beta user customer for Primera. Tell us a little bit about your experience with Primera and how does that move the needle forward for you?
Primera, as you said, we had it on a beta test and it was quite interesting. It was easy to set up. I think I used maybe 20 minutes from getting into the rack and just clicking through a wizard, and yeah, it was operational. I could start provisioning storage to the hosts. And also with Primera, HP is going in with 100% uptime. Of course, I still expect to be at some rare instances of outages, but it's nice to see a company that's willing to put the money where the mouth is and say that, okay, if downtime outage happens, then we're going to give you something back for it.
And do you expect to be putting Primera into production soon? And what would be the place that you'd use it first?
We're currently waiting for our next software upgrade for the Primera, and then we're going to look into putting it in production. And the use case is going to be general storage for our use case, because we just buy more and more storage of, try to keep it quite similar to make an easier management solution.
Do you expect to be able to pass along these benefits of speed of deployment and 100% uptime to your end users? How do you think this will improve your ability to deliver SLAs and better business outcomes?
Yeah, I think the end users are going to be quite happy with 100% uptime, because no one likes downtime, neither us or our customers. And speed of deployment makes it easier and faster for us to deploy. So that means that we have more time to manage other parts of the platform and getting a better service out to the customers.
How about, I know it's still early and you're still in the proof of concept stage, but how about the economics? Do you expect that having such high levels of advanced intelligence across storage and more integration of that intelligence into network and platform, how will that translate into your ability to do more for less and perhaps pass some of those savings on?
I expect that's going to be quite beneficial for us, because we're based in Norway and one of the largest expenses for Intilt is the people. The salaries are high, so the more we can automate by using systems, the better. So I'm really looking forward to see this just improving and getting easier to manage systems and analyze with few hours.
On that issue of management, have you been able to use Primera to the degree where you've been able to evaluate its ease of management? How beneficial is that?
Yeah, the ease of management was quite nice. So with the Primera, you can do the self-service upgrade. So in the three parts, we had to schedule an upgrade with upgrade team in HPE and had to wait maybe 4 weeks before their time. Now we can just do the upgrade ourselves. And with hardware replacements, so you can get a nice PDF or video showing you how to replace the part. That's also quite nice. And I also like the part of the service processor in the 3PAR. That's now just gone with the Primera. It's integrated to the array. So that's one less thing to worry about and manage.
Great, Knut. And as we look to the future, other technologies that are evolving across the infrastructure scene combined with something like Primera, is there a hole greater than the sum of the parts maybe 2 years from now where you'll be able to use more intelligence broadly and leverage more of this opportunity for simplicity and passing that on to your end users?
Yeah, I'm hoping that more and more will come in the future. And we're also looking at NVMe as a caching solution, and it's promised to be ready to be put into the Primera as well. So that's quite interesting to see what the future will bring there.
Well, great. I'm afraid we'll have to leave it there. We've been discussing how Norway-based Intility sought and found the cutting edge of intelligent storage. And we've learned how this leading managed platform service provider improved uptime and reduced complexity for its end users. So please join me now in thanking our guests. We've been here with Knut Erik Rønnes. He's the Chief Infrastructure Officer at Intility in Oslo. Thank you so much, Knut.
Well, thanks for having me.
And a big thank you as well to our audience for joining us. This briefing's direct voice of the customer digital transformation success story discussion. I'm Dana Gardner, Principal Analyst at InterArbor Solutions, your host for this ongoing series of Hewlett-Packard Enterprise sponsored interviews. Thanks again for listening. Please pass this along to your IT community and do come back next time.